from WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Tuesday, August 23rd. Coming up, having health insurance does not guarantee the care you need will be covered, even if that care is provided in-network. We'll learn more from Side Effects Public Media coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. A drug used to treat type 2 diabetes can lower the severity of COVID-19, according to a new study from Northwestern University. Researchers found the drug metformin reduced the odds of hospitalization and death by more than 40%. Co-investigator of the study, Dr. David Leibovitz, says having a backup treatment option is important.
It's available as an option for us to keep in mind should the trajectory of the pandemic change, availability of effective medications not be there. But hopefully we won't reach that point.
The researchers also found that ivermectin and antidepressant fluvoxamine had no effect on COVID symptoms. Duke University is currently testing two drugs used to treat asthma for their effectiveness against COVID-19, and Leibovitz says he and his team hope to contribute to that study. Students at the University of Illinois returned to campus yesterday for the first day of classes. It's the first time since the start of the pandemic that they've been able to attend without most COVID-19 restrictions, including masking. Madison Holcomb of the Illinois Student Newsroom has more.
Students across campus say they have mixed feelings about the lifting of the requirement to mask in classrooms. Maya Nyack is a junior at the U of I and says she is excited for a sense of normalcy after 2 years of college COVID-19 restrictions.
Last year was also a year where COVID was still there, but not like too bad. So we've been through it knowing like the protocols if we do get it or just like how to be safe.
Some students, like Young Huang, say they're nervous because many people continue to get sick from the virus.
Because I got the COVID before I come to school, I'm afraid to get another one the second time.
I'm Madison Holcomb, Illinois Student Newsroom.
School officials say students on campus are still required to be vaccinated, and unvaccinated individuals must test weekly. 10 University of Illinois students have signed up to be the first cohort of the Illinois Neurodiversity Initiative. The new program aims to smooth the college experience for students with autism. Zoe Gross is the director of advocacy for the Autistic Self-Advocacy Network. She also has autism. She says programs like INI are important as long as they steer clear of teaching autistic students to act like their non-autistic peers.
That's often not a productive approach for us to take in social situations. It's often much better to teach things like how to talk about your disability to others, how to advocate for yourself.
The director of the Illinois Neurodiversity Initiative says she fully agrees with Gross. She says she only wants to provide information on neurotypical behaviors to her cohort, not teach them to copy it. Macon County is reporting its first case of monkeypox. The county health department says the case occurred at a congregate care facility, but did not release its name. In a news release, the health department says they're screening for the virus and offering vaccines to anyone at the facility at risk of exposure, but they believe the risk to be, quote, minimal. Health officials say transmission of the contagious virus is possible through close contact with body fluids or sores of a person infected with monkeypox. They also say it can spread regardless of sexual orientation. Earlier this month, Champaign County public health officials reported 3 cases of monkeypox. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, there are 951 monkeypox cases in Illinois and more than 15,000 nationwide. Still to come, having health insurance doesn't always mean the care you need will be covered, even if that care is provided in-network. That story from Side Effects Public Media is next on 217 Today.
The new PBS series America Outdoors explores our country's diverse landscapes with host Baratunde Thurston, who's an author and a cultural activist. Each episode shows how nature influences the way we work and play. Thurston talks to miners turned beekeepers in Appalachia, black surfers in LA, and visits many beautiful and unique locations. Stream the entire first season as a friend of WILL. Learn more at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. Thanks to the Affordable Care Act and expansion of Medicaid in many states, the rate of uninsured Americans has been declining. But a recent report from the Kaiser Family Foundation suggests having health insurance doesn't always mean the care you need will be covered, even if that care is provided in-network. Lauren Bavis and Christine Herman from Side Effects Public Media discuss the issue.
Hey, Christine. So tell me about this issue of health coverage for people on marketplace plans. What did the folks at the Kaiser Family Foundation set out to find?
Yeah, Lauren. So about 11 million Americans get their health insurance through marketplace plans that are offered on healthcare.gov. It sounds like a lot of people, but it represents only about 3% of people in the U.S., and this report is focused exclusively on them. The authors mined through a trove of federal data, and this is data reported by insurers to the federal government for the year 2020. And they looked specifically at data on claims denials and also appeals.
Claims denials. So that means someone goes to see a doctor or to get some procedure done, and the insurance company denies the claim. They decide they're not going to pay for it.
That's right. And appeals refers to people contesting those denials.
So what did the analysis show?
Well, when they combined all the data from insurers that provided complete data in 2020, they found that about 18% of claims for services provided in-network were denied. That's one in five claims. And that denial rate has held pretty steady for several years. Of course, there are a lot of reasons a claim can be denied, right? So maybe that particular service just isn't covered by your health plan, or maybe it needed prior authorization or a referral and you didn't have that. But the researchers point out these denial rates vary. I mean, if we're looking at the Midwest, several states had above average rates of in-network claims denials, including Indiana, Missouri, Michigan, and Ohio. But it's even more interesting when you drill down to the level of individual health plans. Nationwide, some insurers deny claims at rates of less than 1%. Others are as high as 80%.
Christine, you spoke with Karen Politz. She's a senior fellow with the Kaiser Family Foundation. What did she have to say about this?
Well, she says this data could be used to provide better oversight of health plans and also help consumers.
People might like to know when they're looking at their plan choices, you know, well, this one costs $10 a month more than that one, but this one seems to rarely deny claims, whereas this one seems to frequently deny claims.
That makes sense. Is that what's happening?
Well, not exactly. If you go online to healthcare.gov, this data about which health plans deny claims at higher than average rates, you know, something Politz points out you might want to know when you're picking a plan, it's not there. I mean, shopping around for insurance is daunting. Many people sort plans based on price, and then they choose the cheapest one that they expect might meet their healthcare needs, which is a totally reasonable approach. But you may be getting stuck with a cheaper plan that is also more likely to not pay for the services you need. And that's obviously a problem. But the other perhaps bigger issue, Politz says, this data is only collected by the federal government for marketplace plans. But half of all Americans get their insurance through their employer. And those plans are a black box when it comes to things like how often they deny claims.
What are regulators doing to make sure people aren't unfairly or inappropriately having their claims denied?
Well, I heard back from several Midwest states' departments of insurance, and they said they encourage people to file complaints anytime they have issues with insurers so that they can be aware and investigate when needed. And people should know they have a right to appeal denied claims, and that's true regardless of where you get your health insurance.
Christine, thank you so much for breaking down this really complicated data for us.
Thanks, Lauren. Anytime.
That's Christine Herman and Lauren Bavis from Side Effects Public Media discussing a recent report from the Kaiser Family Foundation. The report finds the rate of in-network claims denials for marketplace plans in Illinois is 15%, lower than the national rate of 18%. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll see mostly sunny skies today with a high of 81 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Sydney Wood. Reporting today contributed by Mawa Iqbal, Madison Holcomb, Emily Hayes, Reginald Hardwick, and Christine Herman. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.